Did you see White Boy Malcolm X? And don't yell at me for breaking my own ban. The one on discussing Prince Harry Ginger and his vapid social climbing wife, Meghan Markle. But did you see where Prince Harry Ginger, he's going to be on 60 Minutes this coming Sunday. He is. Yes, that he is. That dopey, navel-gazing, hysterical, spoiled brat millennial is going to be on 60 Minutes. Here, from CBS News, Prince Harry Ginger to appear on 60 Minutes next Sunday. See, the headline doesn't lie. Not that I watch 60 Minutes. If I want leftist indoctrination, plenty of ways to get it without watching those geriatric losers and their softball interviews. But this is why I brought it up. Guess who's giving Prince Harry Ginger his media hand job? Who do you think that is, sir? Morley Safer? Really? Is he even still alive? And don't give me that look over there. I don't mean that to be nasty. But in all seriousness, is he even still alive? Now, I know that Andy Rooney, he died a few years back. I just don't know who else is around. From whatever the glory years of 60 Minutes were. But no, dead or alive, it's not Morley Safer. Who better to give Prince Harry Ginger a media hand job than Miss Cooper? Miss Anderson Cooper. He is. Yes, that queen is. Who else to interview a high-maintenance pain in the ass than another high-maintenance pain in the ass? One Nepo baby to another. And I'm sure, folks, that Miss Cooper, Miss Anderson Cooper, he gives one hell of a media hand job. And I believe this appearance, him getting a media hand job from Miss Cooper, that has to do with his, well, this is from the woke New York Times. Britain prepares for another installment in the royal family drama. I don't know if it's an autobiography or what. It might just be another way to trash his family while earning some Benjamins. But he's got his book coming out next week. The title of that dumpster fire is Spare. Wow! What a catty little bitch he is. What a passive-aggressive, catty little bitch he is. If this is an autobiography, it's probably a coloring book, like Meghan McCain, her autobiography. I take that back. Autobiographies. I think that Meghan McCain, she has like two or three autobiographies. It's like a multi-book set of coloring books, which means, sorry folks, hold on a second. If someone else is coming out with an autobiography, especially another vapid celebrity, Meghan McCain, she likes to come onto the podcast, give us her thoughts, compare her paltry book sales to theirs. So if we're going to have Meghan McCain on, I need to speak with our queen with a clipboard. That queen, she manages all our guest appearances. Queen, get in here. What the hell do you two old queens want? Jesus, between the two of you, I've seen less wrinkles on a raisin. I'm just saying. Queen, I need you for something. Well, I got a pen and I got a clipboard. Now all I need are some boxes to check. Good, I got a box for you. Call Applebee's, get a couple platters of nachos and chicken fingers. I'm going to need them here next week. Oh, hell no. I am not checking that box. I will not have that nasty-ass Meghan McCain coming up on in here. Now, Queen. You know how bad it stinks with her nacho and chicken finger farts. And every time she's here, do you know what she does to that bathroom? That's just disgusting. Her bowel movements smell like a rotting corpse. And she's always clogging up the toilet when she's done. Like I want to check a box that has to do with plunging Meghan McCain turds. I still can't get that smell out of my nose from the last time she was here.
So you'll take care of it.
As soon as you kiss my ass. Not having no Meghan McCain all up in here. Not having it. My pen and my clipboard are off limits to her. Unless it's to ship her stanky ass to Mars. Now I change my mind. Send her stinky ass to Jupiter. Probably still smell her nasty nacho and chicken finger farts from here. I don't care how many solar systems you send her to.
Thanks, Queen. I appreciate you taking care of that for us.
Screw you!
And there she goes, sashaying off into the sunset. Yes, White Boy Malcolm X. What did you want to add to this? Sounds like Chasten.
You mean Chasten Buttigieg,
that low-rank queen from Michigan?
Well, you know how those bitchy queens are.
They all sound alike to me. And for you new listeners, that was, well, obviously, our queen with a clipboard. She used to be on the podcast quite a bit. Back in the early days. Haven't had her around as much. She's been on strike for a bit. Had to go to a sanitarium for some rest and relaxation. One too many visits from Meghan McCain. Her and Pete and Chasten Buttigieg, that low-rank queen from Michigan. Managing them sent her temporarily over the edge. We should, though, White Boy Malcolm X. We need to find something for that queen to do. She's got a pen. She's got a clipboard. She's back in rare form. She just needs to check some boxes. So, sir, you have homework. Find something for that silly queen to do. So let's just go ahead and jump into things, folks. And this first one is from Pink News. Those girls over at Pink News. First non-binary Church of England priest says God guided them to live their authentic self. And by them, I mean super special, pain in the ass pronouns. So them is really, folks, I don't honestly know. I can't figure this one out. I think we've got ourselves a Pat situation from Saturday Night Live. A full-blown, realistic Pat situation. What's the gender? God only knows. And I'm sure even God is like, why the hell do I have to deal with this? But God does have to deal with this hot mess because Pat works in one of God's houses. Although technically it's not Pat. It's Bingo Allison. And no, folks, I didn't just stutter there. Their name is Bingo, as in the board game, Bingo Allison. And yes, of course, Bingo, with their super special pain in the ass pronouns, Bingo is non-binary. So in other words, a heterosexual with a personality disorder. Although Pink News, those girls over there at Pink News, they describe Bingo as genderqueer, which I suspect we can probably ignore. As we know, folks, those girls over at Pink News only get paid for one of their vapid articles if they use the word queer. So that's probably why that's in there. Bingo, who I guess is based out of Liverpool, they also hope to show LGBTQ youth in Liverpool that they the youth, not bingo, they have a place in the church through their work or bingo's work. See, folks, this is why I hate all these super special pain in the ass pronouns. You don't know who is who, cannot keep track of who they or they are. So I guess Liverpool is infested with heterosexual kids with personality disorders. If Bingo here is wanting to be a role model, which if you ask me, is a damn creepy role model. And if you're out there wondering what drew Bingo here to the church, Bingo says that they were guided by God to discover their authentic self. So I guess it's God's fault. God is to blame for Bingo Allison becoming a priest. And again, God is probably like, why the hell am I catching the blame for this human train wreck? She does that again. I'm going to smite her non-binary ass straight to hell. At which point, folks, Satan's ears perk up. And he picks up the red phone in his office, the heaven to hell hotline phone, gets hold of God, and he's like, no, hell no, you are not sending that one down here. That is not happening. I got more than enough losers that I got to deal with. Pat is not going to ruin our hellishly good time. Not with her weird gender identity and her super special pain-in-the-ass pronouns. Well, she ain't coming up here. Saint Peter knows. I swear to you, God, don't even try it if you know what's good for you. She's a priest. You have to let her in. Ah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, Dad? Nothing. Go back to playing poker with the Holy Spirit. Okay, Satan. I guess we'll park him in purgatory with Milo Yiannopoulos, that queen, ex-queen, whatever, him and all those other weird straight kids with mental issues. So there you go, folks. Yet another celestial argument between God and Satan, this time over Bingo the priest. And if you wind up in purgatory with them, you have fun with that. From out.com, Carl Nassib confirms Olympic swimmer Soren Dahl is his boyfriend. So Carl Nassib, that strapping stud of a football player, and would you agree with that, white boy Malcolm X? I know he's not ginger, but do you think that Carl Nassib is a strapping stud of a football player? You do. That's what I thought. But Carl here, it looks like he got himself a boyfriend, Olympic swimmer Soren Dahl. Soren is Danish, and they're both 29 years young, so no daddy-boy relationship there. What, sir? What do you want now, white boy Malcolm X? Picture. Oh, you haven't seen Soren yet? Folks, when you mention the words Olympic athlete, queens out there, their ears perk up like nothing else. Gotta get them some eye candy. Not that we're judging that here. White boy Malcolm X, I thought I sent that to you. Well, don't pout over there. Here. Twink. Yeah, he is a little bit of a Twinkie there. Compared to Carl, anyway. Carl's like, those two standing next to each other. You know who the man in that relationship is. What's that look for? The man? Oh, come on, white boy Malcolm X. You can't look at those two and tell me You don't know who the top in that relationship is. Like Carl Nassib, that strapping stud of a football player. He's a bottom. Soren Dahl. And I'm sure he's a nice young man. But he does scream, raging power bottom. And you raging power bottoms out there, at least those of you who own what you are, you know what I'm talking about. Now don't get me wrong. We love us some Carl Nassib here on the Miller Frost podcast. And not just because he's a strapping stud of a football player, even if he's not ginger. But when Carl came out, he didn't pull a TJ Osborne. He didn't demand a participation trophy just for doing it. He didn't act like a lot of the celebrity queens out there, the celebrity gabies who come out these days. A lot of these celebrity queens, they come out and all they do is pat themselves on the back for being, oh, so stunning and brave. Like coming out in 2022, or I guess 2023 at this point, especially these queens that come out in LA or New York or London, like that's anything but a ho-hum, nothing burger event. You're gay? Whoop-de-doo. Here's your participation trophy, TJ Osborne. You silly queen. Now sit down and shut up. No one cares. But he didn't pull any of the stunts that a lot of them do. Came out, announced he was gay, done. No drama. Now, Carl, if you're out there listening to this podcast, we're very happy for you. Glad you found yourself a man. But this Olympic swimmer thing does have me a little concerned. Because what I don't want to happen, or should I say, what I would hate to have happen to you, is that you get yourself a Tom Daley. That spoiled little cat boy, that pocket queen in a Speedo. You do not need to get yourself a cat boy. They're high maintenance, and they're very expensive to maintain. Like a used Range Rover. Soren here, from this article, the last time he was even in the Olympics was in Rio, back in 2016. So what's that earning potential? General Mills ain't putting him on a Wheaties box or anything. Old Olympians who haven't done anything Olympic in 6 years don't bring home the Benjamins. So that's on you. That's all on you. And do you really want that? To have to pay for all that? I would say probably not. Oh, sure, they're fun in bed. But after they get done screwing you, they're going to screw your checkbook. And that's something you do not want. Take it from a couple old queens who have been there, done that. Paid the bill and moved on. So unless he can take care of business, do all his own adulting, I'd also pay the bill and move on. And for our last story, folks, it's from the New York Post. Wisconsin art dealer accused of faking Native American heritage. Now, this may be rude to ask, but what is it with these hysterical leftist white chicks and their incessant need to pretend to be something other than white? You can't swing a dead cat anywhere in a blue state without hitting one or two of these chicks, them running around, oh, I'm black. Oh, I'm Native American. Oh, I'm Latinx. Although, with Latinx, now that I think about it, that's always a dead giveaway that it's a dopey, hysterical white chick trying to run away from her white shame. A white chick runs around calls herself Latinx. Everyone else is like, who the hell does she think she's fooling? Everyone knows that Latinx is a word used almost exclusively by hysterical white liberals. And this one, not only is she a fake Indian, like Senator Pocahontas, that fraud, the multimillionaire who hates other multimillionaires, at least the ones with more Benjamins than her, but this one, and her name, by the way, is Kayla Clare. Not only is she a fake Indian, but she's also, and you really can't make this crap up, folks, she's also non-binary. And no, I don't know what her super special pain in the ass pronouns are. And if that's not bad enough, her being a non-binary fake Indian with super special pain in the ass pronouns, she's also, or I guess she was, she got her ass kicked to the curb once this all came out, but I guess she was also a co-owner of a queer indigenous artist collective in Wisconsin. Talk about random. So in other words, if the word queer is involved, she's a heterosexual fake Indian with a personality disorder. And according to this article, she faked her Indian status. She allegedly, supposedly, possibly, maybe, faked her Indian status to earn artist stipends, a paid residency at the University of Wisconsin, speaking gigs, and art exhibitions. So she did it for the Benjamins. Again, it's all about the Benjamins. Although, how many Benjamins can a fake non-binary Indian in Wisconsin really make? That's got to be chump change, like barely walking around money to the woke folk. If that, it's not like Kay here could afford four houses, three of them in Los Angeles, just to avoid traffic, like Patrice Concoolers can. Probably a studio apartment in downtown Madison, where she could hang out with the other posers. What a joke. But as we all know, she will certainly not be the last. So on that note, since I cannot top yet another fake Indian, this clownish non-binary with the super special pain in the ass pronouns, even if she only did it, allegedly, supposedly, possibly, maybe, for the Benjamins, since I cannot top that, it is time to plug pull this podcast. Plus, my voice is about to go. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this Friday edition of the Miller Frost Podcast. I am your host, Miller Frost, joined as always by my fake black friend, White Boy Malcolm X. Have a great rest of your week, a good start to your weekend, and after I get back from my trip to New Jersey, drinking from the fire hose for 2 days with Mama Frost, we'll see you back here next week. In the meantime, take care.